almost any other flaw in a player's game. In addition, any player who can really master the skill of putting can drive almost any other player batty as they witness your consistent abilities to get the ball in the hole from almost anywhere. Some of the most typical examples of ineffective attitudes that I see in my work with players of all different levels are quite interesting, sometimes amusing, but very definitely point to the fact that there's something about the nature of putting that arouses fear and a wide variety of social anxieties and concerns in many people who play the game of golf. It's quite frequent that we will see a player get more and more scared as they get closer and closer to the hole. It leaves me with little doubt that it is factual that any time a player thinks they are supposed to make a putt, immediately it follows that there is a social anxiety and social concern with the consequences of messing up something that's supposed to be this easy and that I ought to be able to do well. Many other players, very ineffectively, come to the conclusion that their putting confidence is going to be totally dependent on their first three holes. In other words, if I happen to putt well on the first three holes today, I'm going to putt well all day. And they have supreme confidence. In that situation, it tends to work quite fine to think that way. But given the next day, that same mindset can destroy them when they miss a putt on any of the first three holes, and it leads to the conclusion that, today is going to be a terrible day. I'm not going to make anything. I can't find my feel. I can't find my stroke. Some players even go so far as to suggest that they hope they don't knock it close on any of the first three holes, because if they knock it close on the first three holes and happen to miss an easy makeable putt, it really causes them to get impatient and scared that they're going to have a terrible day both putting and scoring. Over and over again, I hear players comment to me that I could be a great player if only I could putt. Some going so far as to tell me that it's hopeless and they're entirely helpless and are convinced that there's no way they're ever going to become a great putter. Most of these kinds of players are going to tell me that their mind is constantly flooded with negative thoughts prior to a round, during a round, after a round, and just before, during, and after every putt they take, which ends up becoming a definite self-fulfilling prophecy. Other players tell me they have no idea where they're aimed when they're standing over the putter, and that there's nothing that confuses them or destroys their trust more than that. Others find that they can't find a feel for distance. Others are constantly afraid of three putting. Fear and lack of trust are some of the greatest enemies to anyone who putts. But likewise, embarrassment over missing a short putt can also destroy. I see a variety of ways in which people try to counter this. Some think that the solution is to become overly aggressive. Over and over, they'll watch a great putter and see the ball go past the hole and decide the key is to stand over the putt and say, well, if I miss it, I want to miss it looking aggressively. Of course, this attitude doesn't help either. It only helps the social appearance of looking like you're a positive, confident putter. Other players, as they get overly and overly tentative, day in, day out, week in, week out, comment to me that their heart seems to be beating out of their chest, they start getting shaky hands, and ultimately, they start becoming scared of themselves. They start thinking too much, they start standing over it too long, they start trying too hard, and the hopelessness and helplessness just grows greater and greater. Eventually, far too many players come to the erroneous conclusion that great putters are born, rather than accepting and understanding the reality that every great putter I've ever known was both born and made through an understanding of where their mind has to be and appreciation of where their mechanics have to be. Let me give you some examples of how putting can mess up the heads of even some of the greatest players in this game. The golfing legend Bobby Jones once wrote, "I shall never forget my feelings as I prepared to hole my last putt at Scioto in Columbus, Ohio to win the United States Open in 1926. The thing could not have been over 3 inches in length. As I stepped up to tap it in,